This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The G7 richest nations have reached a landmark deal to squeeze tax havens and back a minimum global corporate tax of 15% to end what the United States called a race to the bottom on global taxation. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
The G7 reached a landmark deal on Saturday to pursue higher global taxation on multinational businesses such as Google, Apple, and Amazon, and Facebook, which said it welcomed the deal and accepted this could mean it would pay more tax. The United States, Britain, and five other leading advanced economies agreed to back a minimum global corporate rate of at least 15% and for companies to pay more tax in the markets where they sell goods and services. It's a step that could raise hundreds of billions of dollars to help countries cope with the aftermath of the past year's economic turmoil. The deal was years in the making, and it also promises to end national digital services taxes levied by Britain and other European countries, which the United States says unfairly target U.S. technology giants.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. The death toll from the worst militant attack in Burkina Faso in recent years has risen to 132, the government said Saturday, after armed assailants laid siege overnight to a village in the country's northeast. The attackers struck Friday overnight, killing residents of the village of Solhan in Yagha province bordering Niger. They burned homes and the market, according to a government statement. The government has declared a 72-hour period of national mourning, describing the attackers as terrorists, though no group has claimed responsibility. Attacks by jihadists linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State in West Africa's Sahel region have risen sharply since the start of the year, particularly in Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger, with civilians bearing the brunt. This is VOA News. Hundreds of people on land and in small boats protested Saturday as the first cruise ship to leave Venice since coronavirus restrictions were lifted set sail Saturday. The MS Orchestra is a 92-ton ship that left Venice en route to Croatia and Greece. Some residents have been urging authorities to ban large ships from the city's lagoon. Port authorities, workers, and the city government, however, welcomed the orchestra's sailing as a symbol of business and tourism restarting after the coronavirus pandemic. Italy's government ruled in April that cruise ships and container vessels must not enter Venice's historic center but dock elsewhere. That ban does not take effect until terminals outside the city's lagoon are completed and a tender for the terminal's construction has not been launched. The Kurdish-led administration in Syria's northeast handed over on Saturday to the Netherlands a Dutch woman, her two young sons, and a Dutch girl who lived in a camp for families of alleged Islamic State militants. A delegation from the Netherlands led by Special Envoy to Syria, Emile de Bont, received the four in Qamishli City at the Kurdish administration's offices. At a news conference organized for the handover, de Bont said the four had been living in a small settlement known as Roj Camp.
This is a very specific consular legal mission, which my government has decided to undertake because the Dutch Court of Law issued rulings in these specific cases.
The move was a small step to resolve a complicated issue for European and Middle Eastern countries: what to do with the thousands of their citizens who traveled to territories held by IS militants in Syria and Iraq.
And we have confirmed contact and soft capture at 4:09.
SpaceX's latest commercial resupply services mission successfully docked at the International Space Station Saturday, carrying with it thousands of tiny sea creatures, a plaque-fighting toothpaste experiment, and powerful solar panels. The 3,300-kilogram shipment, which also includes fresh lemons, onions, avocados, and cherry tomatoes for the station's seven astronauts, arrived around 10 hours UTC. The Dragon cargo capsule, which is also brand new, is delivering the first of three sets of high-tech solar panels designed to bolster the space station's aging power grid. This is SpaceX's 22nd supply run for NASA. The space agency turned to private companies to transport cargo and astronauts after the shuttle's retirement a decade ago. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.